Blog Talk Radio.
And the Spirit of the Lord declares that I am the God who hovered over the earth. I am the God who hovered over the face of the deep. I am the God who hovered over a place that was void and empty. And it was the Spirit of the Lord that have broken out, that have covered the earth, that have spoken, declared things, and spoke things into existence, and there it was. I am the God who did not forsake the covenant that I made with the earth before the foundation of the earth. I am God, Yahweh. I am the God that hovers over the nations, and even as I hovered over the earth in the beginning, I am hovering over the nations even now. But it is I who have declared that after you receive the Holy Ghost, you shall receive power to witness throughout the uttermost parts of the earth. And I have anointed you prophet and apostle and teacher and evangelist to be witnesses throughout the uttermost parts of the earth. So I say unto you today to arise and shine, for your light has come and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. So I declare unto you today to speak, to prophesy,
on the line tonight. We are coming before you with Kingdom Come Deliverance Ministry, our Friday night prayer. And we're going to lift up, you know, whatever the Spirit has us to lift up in prayer on tonight. I know I'm ready for prayer. Prophet Saquasia, she's on the line as well. Go ahead, Pastor, and just greet the people. Say hi.
Hello, you guys. Thanks for tuning in.
Okay, so we just going to get started, hallelujah. We just going to go ahead and get started with prayer. I know that, you know, a lot of people, we go through things, and we need to understand this one thing. No matter if you're going through something good or bad, no matter what it is, you need to pray. We need to pray. We need to make prayer the center of our life. And the one thing me and Prophet Saquasia do understand is the power of prayer. And that's why it's strategic that we stick to our Friday night prayers, and we pray all the time. We meet up and we pray, and God, you know, lead us to the church house And we do understand that if it was not for prayer, we wouldn't be where we're at today. If it was not for God, we would not be where we're at today. And so we just thank God on tonight that we have access to an open heaven. I'm here to remind you of tonight through the power of prayer that you just open up your mouth, begin to speak, seek God's face. Anybody can pray to God, seek his face. Seek his face until you hear answer. Seek his face until some things in your life turn around. The Bible says he hears the cries of his people. He hears you. If you're for God and you're of God, you're his child because, again, everybody's not his child. But God is waiting to hear from you on tonight concerning your situation. The enemy have made you think that, you know, you're so bad and you're so full that God is not going to bring deliverance to you. We're here to lift you up that you may get deliverance. Seek that church. Seek the face of God. So many of us don't want to go to church. I understand church hurts. I understand it to a certain extent. But our relationship with God go further than church hurts. God want to have relationship with you. And we're just going to go ahead and pray. I'm not going to talk a lot, but I just know what I'm sensing. And I know which direction that, you know, the Holy Spirit will have us to pray, because a lot of us don't know the power of prayer. A lot of us don't feel that we have the relationship with God that we can usher up prayer. But I'm here to let you know on tonight as these intercessors, because Pastor Ty Quigley and I, we're also intercessors. Hallelujah. We're intercessors, and we're here to intercede, and we're here to stand in the gap for those that need God, that need deliverance on tonight. So, Father God, we come before you with thanksgiving and praise. Lord, you said where two or three is gathered in your name, for you are right here in the midst. So, Lord, I ask you on tonight to give us utterance, oh, Father God, according to the Spirit, according to the need of the people, oh, God, for you all knowing, you only reveal to us in part. So on tonight, God, let us be led by the fire of the Holy Ghost, by the movement of the Holy Ghost. Oh, God, fill us right now, oh, God. Speak to us right now, oh, God. Give us knowledge and give us wisdom on tonight, even in the midst of this prayer, oh, God, that we may live our daily life, that it may be pleasing unto you, oh, God, that we may speak words out of our mouth that is godly words, that will edify you, oh, God. Lord, we thank you right now for just delivering us, oh, Father God, out of the hand of the enemy, out of darkness. You brought us into this marvelous light, which is Christ Jesus, that now we're on the path of righteousness. And, Lord, we thank you. We don't take it for granted. We don't take the mercy for granted on tonight. And, Lord, we thank you on tonight, God. We want you to touch us in the midst of this prayer. Touch our loved ones, God. Touch their mind, oh, God. Send them ministering angels that they may minister unto them, oh, Father God. May minister healing and deliverance, oh, God. That their eyes may open, that when they read the word of God, that they would read it with clarity, that they would get the knowledge and the wisdom that they are seeking, oh, Father God. Open up their ears that they may hear you. And we close the mouth of the false prophet and the false teacher and that spirit of deception right now in the name of you. We bind it up in the name of Jesus. We shut the mouth of the false prophet right now in the name of Jesus. Yes, it's power in the name. We're calling on the name of Jesus even right now. Lord, we need you because we know through you all things are one. We have victory through Christ Jesus on tonight. Whatever our situation is on tonight, God, whatever our problem is on tonight, God, we know that you will fix it. We put it in your hands, oh, God. We lift it up to you on tonight, oh, God. We don't have the words, Lord. We don't even know everything that we should be praying on tonight, but you know what we need before we even ask for it on tonight, God. So, Lord, touch us on tonight, God. Let us never be the same, oh, God. Let our mind renewed daily every day, oh, Father God. Pluck up out of us, oh, Father God, what should not be there. Uprooted, oh, Father God. Lord, we thank you right now, oh, God, for salvation, oh, God. Lord, we thank you right now for deliverance right now, oh, God, that we're not who we used to be, oh, God. We thank you for us maturing, oh, God, and growing and developing every day, oh, God, when we read your word, oh, God, when we're in your presence, oh, Father God, and we're pressing even right now, oh, God, because we want to be in your presence. We want to be right there, hallelujah, to open heaven over top of us, knowing that what we're praying, that you're going to answer it. We're praying by faith on tonight, not by sight, oh God. We don't know how you're going to do it, God, when you're going to do it, but what we do know, you are going to do it in the name of Jesus. And Satan, we rebuke you in the name of mighty Jesus, because we know that no weapon that is formed against us on tonight, it shall not prosper according to the word of God. But it is in our inheritance. It's according to the word of God that we are fit, and we shall have victory. We shall have plenty. We shall have more than enough in the mighty name of Jesus. We shall be healed in the name of Jesus according to the word of God. Lord, we thank you right now for defeating the enemy right now against our ministries, oh, Father God, that is in our bellies right now, in our spirit man right now. We thank you right now when the enemy came to snatch our ministry and cause us to abort our ministry, oh, God, that you saved us, oh, Father God. You was there, oh, Father God. No matter what was going on in our life, oh, God, you did not allow the enemy to destroy us. And, Lord, we thank you for the hedge of protection. We thank you for the fire of the Holy Ghost that follow us everywhere we go, burning up everything that's not like God that is around us. Thank you for the fire that has burnt up the witchcraft and the prayer and the spells that was sent against our house and the demons that was sent to our house. God, we thank you for burning it up and destroying it right now in the name of Jesus through the power of prayer and the power of the Holy Ghost. Lord, we thank you right now, oh God, that we have eyes that we may see, oh God, and ears that we may hear, oh God, that we may not follow a strange voice, oh Father God, that we will have discernment, oh Father God. We will know, oh God, we will judge them according to their spirit, according to their fruits, oh Father God. We won't be fooled by the false prophet, hallelujah, the wolf in sheep clothing. We won't be fooled, oh God. You would give us insight, oh God, in the name of Jesus. You would give us the discernment that we need when we walk in the room, when we have a conversation, hallelujah, when we even hear a preacher word, oh God. We would try that spirit, oh Father God. We would cry loud and spare not, oh God. We will continue to preach your gospel. Put your word in us, oh Father God. Fill us up with your word, oh God. And every time that we talk, only thing going to come out of our mouth is your word, oh God. Lord, we thank you. Fill us with your joy. Fill us with your peace on tonight, God. We need more peace, oh God, in the midst of the battle, oh Father God. We need more surety, oh God. Increase our faith, oh God, as we walk, hallelujah, God. As we walk through the battlefield, oh Father God, as we see the fallen soldiers, oh Father God, that we may not be discouraged, oh Father God, but we may be encouraged, knowing that one day we shall be with the Father, oh Father God. Lord, we sacrifice ourselves unto you on tonight, oh God, that your will may be done, oh God. We put aside our desires, oh Father God, and the things of the world, oh God, to serve you, oh God, to bow to you, to honor you, oh God. It is all about you. It's all about the kingdom, oh God. Make us more like you, oh God. Make us kingdom-minded on tonight, oh God, that we may be empowered by your spirit, oh God, that everywhere that we go, oh God, that demons will tremble, oh God, when we open up our mouth and begin to preach your word, oh God. It'll be like a two-edged sword, cutting them under in the name of Jesus, cutting them asunder in the name of Jesus, destroying every works of Satan in the name of Jesus.
No weapon formed against your children. It shall not work. They are covered in the name of Jesus. They're covered by the blood. They're covered by God in the name of Jesus. They are protected when they go and when they come, oh God. The angel is also dispatched in protecting the children, that the parents, we will not have to worry, oh God, that the children are in your hand, oh God, that they are covered, oh God, from danger. They're protected from danger and traps. So, Father God, Lord, they shall be everything that you called them to be. In the name of Jesus, we come against the rebellion spirit that is in the children right now. Lord, we pray right now that you bring the innocence, hallelujah, back to your children right now. Oh God, teach them your ways, oh God, that they may know your ways, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you right now, oh God, for what you're about to do, oh God. We thank you for the preparation right now, oh God, that we are being prepared for what is to come, oh God, that we won't be caught with our work undone, oh God. We won't be caught in the middle of the world, Father God, not having plenty and not having enough, oh God. But we will store up, oh Father God. Help us to store up the storehouse, oh God, that we will have more than enough, oh God, that the people that are in need, oh God, they will not have no need, oh God, because you will provide it, oh God, because Jehovah Jireh, our provider, on tonight, you shall provide. You shall make a way out of no way in the name of Jesus, oh God. Lord, help us, oh God. Anoint us, oh God, for the work that you called us to do, oh God. Anoint our hands right now, oh God, that everything that we touch, oh God, it shall prosper, oh God. It shall prosper in the name of Jesus. It shall not fail, oh God, according to your will, oh God, that your will may be done in our life, oh God. And everyone that is listening on today, oh God, touch them, oh Father God. Give them instruction. Give them direction, oh God. Show them who they are, oh Father God. Show them who you are, oh God. Let them have relationship with you on tonight, oh God. Fill them with your spirit right now, the spirit of the Holy Ghost, that they may walk, oh Father God, on this earth, oh God, destroying the works of Satan, oh God, that they may destroy the works in their home, oh God, in their workplace, oh God, in the school, oh God, that they may know who they are, oh God, that they may not be deceived by Satan, they may not be bewitched by the false teacher and the false prophet and the sorcery and the witches, oh Father God, but they may know who you are, they'll be grounded in you, oh God, grounded in your word, oh Father God. Lord, we thank you right now, oh Father God, for opening up blind eyes and deaf ears on tonight, oh Father God, for they shall hear and they shall not be deaf anymore, they shall not be blinded anymore. But the bewitchment is being broke right now. The witchcraft is being broke right now in the name of Jesus. The deception right now is being lifted. The veil is being lifted off of their eyes right now. The shackles is falling off of their eyes, and the scales is falling off of their eyes even right now. They shall see in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord, we thank you right now. Where we speak deliverance right now. We decree and we declare that the people are set free out of bondage in the name of Jesus. They shall hear in the name of Jesus. They shall see in the name of Jesus. We pray repentance right now, that we would come to a place of repentance and that we would turn our hearts and our minds back to you in the name of Jesus. Pour your spirit out, God, even in the schools, oh God, even in the colleges, in the young people, oh Father God, bring them back to you, oh God. Fix their hearts, oh God. Heal their hearts right now, oh God. Lord, you do it. Bring forgiveness right now back to the people, oh God. Lord, where they've been hurt, oh Father God. Lord, you do it. You restore them because you are the Redeemer. You are the Restorer. You're the one that brought restoration to us, oh God. And we thank you on tonight for restoring us, oh God. Restore our mind where our mind was damaged and bruised, oh Father God. We thank you for the healing of the mind. We thank you for healing depression and bipolar, oh, Father God. We thank you for healing schizophrenia on tonight, oh, God. Lord, we thank you for that, all mental diseases. We lift them up to you. We are saying in the name of Jesus, we have a sound mind on tonight. We decree and declare it on tonight that the doctor's report is a lie on tonight. Lord, we reverse it right now. We reverse everything that Satan sent to the people, the sickness and disease, in the name of Jesus. They are not sick, but they are well. By his stripes, they are healed. We are healed. The nations are healed in the name of Jesus. Go into the hospitals right now. Touch them and NICU right now in the name of Jesus. In the maternity ward right now. Every woman that's bringing labor and the baby right now, Lord, touch them right now that the baby shall live and not die. Every woman that's having complications right now with pregnancy right now, touch their womb right now in the name of Jesus. We come up against abortions right now. We come against the doctors tying the ladies' tubes, the women's tubes right now in the name of Jesus. We come against that curse right now in the name of Jesus. The children shall live and not die. They shall spring forth. The prophet shall be born in the name of Jesus. The preacher shall be born. We break the curse right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, they shall live. We speak life on tonight. Yeah, we break that curse on tonight. Yes, you shall keep the baby in the name of Jesus. If you're considering getting an abortion, we come against it right now in the name of Jesus. God will send you the help that you need in the name of Jesus, for he's the father to the fatherless on tonight. He's going to do it. He's going to work it out. God, work it out. Touch them right now, oh God. Lord, you fill the void right now, oh God. You do it, oh Father God. You make it easy, oh God. Give them the anointing to do it, to make it easy right now, oh God. Lord, you do it. Oh God, you make provisions, oh Father God. You make their crooked road straight, oh God. You turn their night into day, oh God. You dry up the tears right now in the mighty name of Jesus, where you said weeping may endure for the night, but joy shall come in the morning. Yes, Lord, we thank you, God, for you are a mighty God, and there's none like you. You're not a man that you shall lie. We know that every word that you speak in your word, oh, Father God, it shall come to pass, because you are God. You are God. There's no other gods but you. We come against false altars, strange fire, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Yes, God, we thank you, God. Yes, Lord, we thank you. We thank you. We send up the praise on tonight. We send up the thanks on tonight for what you're about to do, God, for it is already done, oh God. We won't be touched, oh God. We won't be touched by the war, oh God. We won't be touched by hurricanes and tornadoes, oh Father God, that you will keep us safe, oh Father God. You would keep our children safe, oh God. We won't have to worry about walking outside, oh Father God, and catching all type of sickness and diseases. We'll be covered in the blood. Lord, cover your people in the blood from what is about to come, oh God. Lord, we thank you right now, oh God, for even keeping us this far in the midst of, Father God, of everything that have been going on, oh Father God. We thank you for your mercy, and we thank you for your grace, oh God, on tonight, oh God. We don't take it for granted, oh God, for we know, oh God, that you're Alpha and Omega. You're the beginning of the end, oh God. You're the God that holds time in your hand, oh God. It is up to you, oh Father God. Lord, it is you, oh Father God, and you have the last say, oh God. Satan don't have the last say, for he is the father of lies, and we come against every lying spirit right now in the name of Jesus. We bind it up right now that's been lying to the people, that's telling them that there is no God, there is no Jesus, that there is no heaven, and there is no hell, that we can live any type of way. We come against the false teachers right now, false preaching, false word right now in the name of Jesus. Every false word is falling to the ground. The blinders is coming off in the name of Jesus. They shall know you as their Lord and personal Savior in the name of Jesus. Our loved ones shall be saved in the name of Jesus. Lord, turn their hearts, oh God. Give them a repentance heart right now in the name of Jesus. Turn it around, oh God. Work it out for them, oh Father God. We lift every enemy up to you right now that's coming against us to persecute us and to kill us, oh Father God, that you touch their heart, oh God, that you touch their mind and they change. And you changed our mind in the name of Jesus concerning us before destruction come, before judgment come, oh God, that they may come to a repentance, oh God, that they may repent and turn from their wicked ways, oh God, according to your word. We will preach, oh Father God, this gospel, oh God, that is many that will turn, oh God, shall turn, oh Father God, for your word said that you wish that no man, hallelujah, perish, oh God, but they shall have life, oh God, speak life to every dead situation right now, every dead person right now that have lost faith, that don't have faith in you, that they shall have faith, oh God, that you will draw them by your love and your kindness on tonight, oh God. We release your love right now in the atmosphere of peace right now, that they may have peace, oh God, even though they're going through, oh God. Lord, send them the help that they need, oh Father God. Send them the angels that they need, oh God. Make provision, make a way, oh God, out of no way for the people, oh Father God, those that are being oppressed, oh Father God. Send them someone, oh Father God, that will speak up, oh Father God, on their behalf, oh Father God. Lord, fight for them, oh Father God. Send your army right now, oh God. Raise your army, raise your remnant, oh Father God. Those that's not afraid to go out, oh Father God, and lay it down on the line, oh Father God, that is not afraid to sacrifice, oh Father God, their comfortability, oh Father God, and their popularity, oh Father God. They'll lay it on the line, oh Father God, for the gospel and for the people. And what is right and what is just, oh Father God. Lord, empower us, anoint us, oh Father God, to go out into this dark world, oh Father God, and to snatch your people up out of hell, oh Father God, that they may know you, oh Father God, that they may be saved, oh Father God, that they may not be in darkness, oh Father God, but they'll walk in the light, oh God, they'll walk upright, oh God, that you'll renew their spirits and their minds, oh Father God, that you'll heal them from the sickness of addiction, oh Father God, and disease, oh Father God. And everything, promiscuation, being promiscuous, oh, Father God, on the streets, oh, Father God. Lord, heal them right now. Touch the women. Touch the men, oh, Father God. Lord, touch the homosexual right now. Heal them right now in the name of Jesus. Touch them right now. Bend their broken heart, oh, God. Put a right spirit in them right now. We call deliverance right now as they cry out, oh, Father God, saying that they don't want to be like that, oh, Father God, but they was born like that, oh, Father God. Lord, touch them to let them know they was not born like that, oh, God. Touch them right now in the name of Jesus. Send them the preacher that they need, the deliverance that they need, oh, God, that way they may be set free from that spirit of pride right now, that we come right now against the spirit of pride. We bind you up in the name of Jesus, in our children, in our men, and in our women, in the name of Jesus, that they shall know God, that they shall be humbled, oh, Father God, under your mighty hand, oh, God, that they shall be set free, oh, Father God, from the things of their past, oh, Father God, from being molested and touched as children, and the spirit enters them right now, and we come against it. We close the door, oh, Father God, from that goes back generations, oh, Father God, and ancestors, oh, Father God, that practice homosexuality, oh, Father God, and other sins, oh, Father God, that was not of you, oh, Father God. We come against the abominations, oh, Father God, of this world, oh, Father God, that is coming against you in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you right now, oh Father God, that we are not suffering, oh Father God, because we have chosen you, oh Father God, of the things that we could have been suffering under our ancestors, oh Father God, but we're covered on tonight, God. And we decree and we declared right now that the curse is broken, the generational curse is broken right now over our family, because we are curse breakers right now in the name of Jesus. In the name, it will not work. In the name of Jesus, the black magic will not work. The voodoo will not work. In the name of Jesus. Yeah, the curse is broken over our finances. The curse is broken over our family, our marriages, our children. Our, come on, the curse is broken. In the name of Jesus, we decree and we declare that no weapon formed against us, it shall not prosper, because we walk in victory. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, they are set free. Shackles is being loose right now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we are free. Who the Son has set free is free indeed. Satan, you are a defeated foe on today. In the name of Jesus. Yes, God, we thank you. Lord, we thank you on tonight, God. Yeah, we thank you for what you're about to do. Touch us, oh God. Yes, we come against any backlash and spirit. In the name of Jesus, you're already defeated. In the name of Jesus, because they're set free. Everybody on this line is set free. Everybody that's hearing this prayer is set free. Everybody that, they don't even have to hear, they set free. We're praying and we're standing in the gap for our loved ones on tonight. Everything that is connected to us on tonight, for the spirit know, hallelujah, exactly who needs it on tonight. And we lift them up to you, those that is broken, those that are weak. We lift you up on tonight. You are lifted up on tonight. You are strengthened on tonight through the power of prayer. You will not give up in the name of Jesus, but you will keep on going, and you will keep on pushing, and you won't take your hand off the plow. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we lift them up to you, our brothers and our sisters in Christ, the ones that want to give up, the ones that have no one, hallelujah. You will be their help because you said that their help is coming from the Lord, hallelujah, and they can do all things through Christ Jesus that strengthened them on tonight. So, Lord, strengthen the brothers and the sisters, hallelujah, that is in the church, hallelujah, that is in the ministries, oh, Father God, that they will go out into the street, oh, God, into the high ways and the byways, and compel the people to come into the house that they may be saved, Lord. We call the people back to the church, oh God, for the church has emptied out, oh Father God, and it's not just our church, oh Father God, but God said it's all churches, hallelujah, and we pray right now that they come to the real church, hallelujah, where the Spirit of God dwells. We call that they really will be saved and set free, that they have come to the house of deliverance, the house of prayer, the house of worship, where they can worship in spirit and in truth, that they can pray in spirit and in truth, that they can go straight to the holies of holies. We come against the churches that are just entertaining. We come against the churches that have no deliverance, that have not the Spirit of God, that they shall close in the name of Jesus. But God's house shall be filled. He shall pour out his spirit on every man, woman, and child in the name of Jesus. Satan, we bind you up. We bind your mouth in the name of Jesus. We bind you from speaking to our children through social media. We come against it right now. We close our children's eyes right now to social media, their ears to social media, but they will hear you. Even the children will hear your voice. In the name of Jesus, they shall see you. The children shall see signs, wonders, and miracles. They should have relationship with you, God, at a very early age. We decree and we declare it right now that we'll go out and we'll be an example and we'll be a light for the younger generation and to the youth, that they will want to be saved. They will not look at the church, hallelujah, as not being holy or not being righteous or not being right or us being hypocrites. We come against the reproach of the church right now in the name of Jesus. When they look at the church, they shall see love. They shall see peace. They shall see unity in the name of Jesus. They shall see oneness in the name of Jesus. We come against the corruption in the church and the division in the body of Christ, that it would be a distinction amongst what is good and what is bad and what is wicked and what is righteous. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we decree and we declare right now in the name of Jesus that they shall see what they have not seen in the past. They shall hear what they have not heard in the past. God, you're doing it right now. In the name of Jesus, you're doing it for our city. You're doing it for our country. You're doing it for the government and legislators right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord, you're sending your angels right now to the courthouse right now, right the family court right now. You're going to be the judge when it comes to the family. You're going to bring the families back together. You're going to do what is right by the children right in the courtroom. We're sending you right to the family court right now. Lord, you do it. Let your will be done. Let justice be done in the courthouse with our young men right now and our women right now. Let justice be served right now. Lord, we ask you to give them a pardon. Matter of fact, they might be guilty, God, but give them a pardon, oh God. Give them another chance. chance right now. Those that have a court case that is on the table, they might have been wrong, oh God, but we're standing in the gap, oh God, and we're pleading for their on their behalf right now, oh God, that you set them free, oh God, that they may change, oh God. We're praying mercy for them right now in the courthouse, oh God. We're praying mercy right now in the hospital room right now, oh God. Lord, they God knows for them to die, but they shall not die. Lord, we speak that they shall live right now. They shall be healed and set free from disease right now in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord, we thank you. Lord, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you in advance, oh God, for the healing. We thank you for the deliverance, hallelujah, of the demonic oppression, oh Father God, in possession in the name of Jesus. Those that are possessed and that is walking around out of their mind, one day they're going to walk down the street and they're going to be in their right mind in the name of Jesus. We decree and we declare as we walk even down the street that we won't even have to say anything to them, but as we walk down, they'll begin to get set free in the name of Jesus because of the light, hallelujah, all because of the light, all because of Jesus Christ, hallelujah, all because of the power of the Holy Ghost, all because of the anointing that destroyed the yoke, oh God, set them free right now. They don't have to be a show, oh God, all they have to do is cry out, all their soul have to do is cry out, God, and we, hallelujah, as we walk, let them be healed, oh Father God, as we call on Jesus, let them be healed, oh God, let it not be a show, oh God. Let it not be for entertainment, oh God, but let it be about their souls being healed and delivered, oh God, and that they shall serve you and add an on to the kingdom. Lord, we thank you right now, oh God. Lord, we thank you for the souls right now in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Yes, we thank you for bringing us out, God. Lord, we thank you for bringing us out of the trouble, oh God. Lord, we thank you right now for bringing us out of the storm, oh God. Lord, we thank you right now, oh God. Even though the storm is raging, oh Father God, you're bringing us out on one piece, oh Father God. We thank you for even letting us soar above the storm on tonight, oh God. As we look down, oh God, Lord, we know that we are safe, oh God. We're in the safety zone, oh God. We are with you, oh Father God. We're in your presence on tonight, oh God. We're in your glory on tonight, oh God. We thank you for being in the midst, oh God. We thank you for hearing our prayer and not rejecting our prayer, oh God. But we know that you are here. You say, well, two or three is gathered in your name, oh God, for you is right here, oh God. Lord, please hear us on tonight, oh God. Know our hearts. Search our hearts. Search our minds, oh God, on tonight, oh God. You know exactly what we need, oh God, but we don't have the words to even utter and to say everything that we need because we don't even know everything that we need, oh Father God, but whatever it is, oh God, that you desire us to have, oh God, Lord, you give it to us, oh God. You do it, oh God. You mend us and mold us into who you want us to be, oh God. As we humble ourselves unto you, oh God, we even come in repentance, oh God. We come in forgiveness, oh Father God. Even forgive us for anything that we've done that was not pleasing unto you, or anything that we said that was not pleasing unto you, oh God. Forgive us, oh Father God. Lord, we don't want to bring a reproach against the church, oh God. Keep the gospel in our mouth, oh God. Keep the truth in our mouth, oh God. Let us only be led according to the Holy Ghost, oh Father God. Let us not faint, oh Father God. Let us not get weary in good doing, oh Father God, but continue to strengthen us, oh Father God, for this race, oh Father God, and for this battle, oh Father God, as we go out, oh Father God, as you send us out, oh Father God, into this world, oh Father God, that we may be covered at all times, oh Father God, that we may be armored up at all times, oh Father God, for we know that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, oh God, but we understand that we're dealing with principalities and powers and darkness of this world, oh Father God, that you have given us power over, oh Father God, and you said in your word that by no means shall anything harm us, oh Father God. We stand on that word on today, oh God. We know that nothing shall harm us, oh Father God. We come in boldness, oh Father God, Holy Ghost boldness on tonight. We are triumphant right now, and we're treading on serpents and scorpions right now, and by no means shall they harm us, oh Father God. We have the victory right now through the cross, through the blood of Jesus Christ. We have victory in every situation that is going on, every prayer that is spoken against us. We come against it with the blood right now. Every word that is spoken against us, we come against it with the blood. Every plot and plan to destroy us, and Lord, in your ministry, oh Father God, and what you called us to do, we come against it with the blood right now. It is destroyed. Your plan is destroyed. Your plot is destroyed, for it is returning right back to the sender, saith the Lord, for judgment shall come from the Lord. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, it shall not work. The weapon is formed, O God, but it will not work. Hallelujah. We thank you for casting it to the ground. We thank you for destroying it. We thank you for blowing it up in the name of Jesus. We thank you for severing it in the name of Jesus. We thank you right now, O God, for you did it, O God. You made a way out of no way. You made a way of an escape, O God. Lord, we thank you on tonight, O God, for even delivering us out of things that we don't even know, hallelujah, that you delivered us from, O God. Lord, we thank you for bringing separation, O God, between us and the world, O God. We thank you for bringing separation between us and Satan, O God, that we may know, O Father God, where he's lurking, O Father God, and where he's at, O Father God, that you reveal the truth, O Father God, and you pull back the blankets, and you pull back the sheets, O God, and you do the exposing, O Father God, that we may not walk in blind, being blinded, O Father God, but we shall see, O Father God, the enemy, O God, every time he stick his head up, O Father God, every time he try to hide, O God, you will expose it, O Father God, you will do it, you will drag him out, O Father God, into the light, O Father God, that we may demolish him in the spirit realm, and that's what we're doing right now, Satan. We come to demolish you right now, in the name of Jesus, for God's army is against you right now, his kingdom is against you right now, the angels is fighting against you even right now. You will get away from our homes. You will get away from our job. You will get away from our children in Jesus' name. For our children is covered in the blood right now. And our jobs and our money and our finances and our careers is covered in the blood right now. You have no access to us. We close our access. We close every door right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we thank you. I'm just looking at the time. I got to pass the mic because I can keep on going. Hallelujah. I'm on fire. On tonight, hallelujah, God is going to do it. On tonight, God is going to do it for you. On tonight, Lord, we thank you right now for the fire, hallelujah. The fire of the Holy Ghost is like, it's shut up in our bones, hallelujah. It's like fire shut up in our bones on tonight. We're spreading the fire. It's like a forest fire, God said. We're spreading the fire on tonight through this broadcast. And I forget, we can go as long as we want. I know I said it for an hour, but I'm just letting you know, Pastor Ty Equation, when I pass the mic, you ain't on no time limit. I'm just saying you can pray as long as short as you want, but I just want you to know, hallelujah, you just pray as the Spirit leads you on tonight. And so we just thank you, and we're just going to go ahead, and we're going to pass the mic to Pastor Ty Equation.
Okay. Father God, we thank you right now. Oh, God, we come in agreement with every prayer, oh, Father God, that pastor sent up right now. We're asking on tonight, oh, Father God, that your word, oh, Father God, would just go out, oh, Father God, and perform what you promised it would, oh, Father God. We pray right now, oh, God, that the people will begin to speak life, that they will begin to speak your word, oh, Father God, for it is the living word, oh, God. Lord, we thank you right now that it is your word that is changing us and molding us and strengthening us, oh, Father God. It's through your word, oh, God, and faith come by hearing of your word, God. We pray right now that the people will go where they can hear your truth, oh, God, your unadulterated gospel on tonight, God. We're praying right now, oh, Father God, that the word will set them free in their mind, in their hearts, and in their spirits, oh, God. And we pray that they will go where the anointing is, for you said it's the anointing that destroys every yoke and breaks every chain of bondage, God. Set them free from bondage in their minds and in their hearts, oh, God. We pray that they will forgive, oh, Father God, on tonight. God, give them the gift of forgiveness, oh, God, that they will release it out of their spirit, that they will let go and let God. You know, we thank you right now, oh, Father God, that you're doing the impossible right now, oh, God. You're breaking chains in the spiritual realm that we cannot see, oh, God. You're destroying every work of the enemy in our life, oh, Father God. We thank you that the fire of the Holy Ghost is falling right now, burning up everything that is not like God. Lord, you're removing every hindrance, every stumbling block, and every distraction right now, God. You're removing, oh, God, every ditch that the enemy has built for us, oh, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for exposing everything, oh, God, and bringing it into the light, oh, God. We thank you right now, oh, Father God, that you are maturing your people, oh, Father God. Lord, right now that you're giving them understanding, giving them wisdom and knowledge, oh, Father God, giving them discernment, oh, God. Lord, help them on tonight to try the Spirit by the Spirit to see if it's of God. Help them on today, oh, Father God, to not wrestle against the flesh and blood, oh, Father God, but to war against the enemy, oh, God, to war against the principalities and the rulers and wickedness in high places, God. We thank you right now, oh, God, that the remnant, oh, God, is rising up, oh, Father God. We thank you right now, oh, God, that your people, oh, Father God, are becoming sober and vigilant, oh, God, that they're focused like never before, oh, God. Lord, right now, that they're fighting the enemy back, oh, God, that they're taking back what the enemy stole from them, God. We thank you right now, oh, Father God, that you're raising up your people, the remnant, oh, Father God. You're waking your people up from their slumber, oh, God. We thank you right now that you're putting a charge in their spirit, oh, Father God, to get right with you, oh, God. For Jesus Christ is coming back, oh, God. Help us to be ready, oh, God. Help us to prepare our hearts and our minds to receive you, oh, Father God. Help us to incline our ear towards what the Spirit of the Lord is saying, oh, God. Lord, we thank you right now, oh, Father God, for even being on this line, oh, God. We thank you right now, oh, Father God, that you are setting your people free right now, oh, God, from the plans of the enemy, oh, God. Lord, we thank you that you're healing their bodies, oh, God, healing their hearts and renewing their minds, oh, God. We thank you that you're restoring them on tonight, oh, Father God. Lord, right now, we thank you, oh, God, that you're delivering your people, oh, God, from every church hurt, oh, God, from every trauma of their past, oh, God. Lord, we pray right now that you would do it, oh, God, that they would build their relationship with you, oh, Father God, but there's no situation, no problem that is bigger than our God. So we thank you on tonight, oh, Father God, for just giving them the strength and giving them the hope fighting until the victory is won, oh, Father God, for you said the race is not given to the strong or the swift, but to the one that endureth to the end, oh, God. Give them longevity on tonight and perseverance, oh God, that they may continue to fight against the enemy so that they can stand in the midst of any storm, oh, Father God. Lord, we're praying right now that on tonight your people will submit themselves to you, oh, God, that they will be obedient to your word, oh, Father God, for you said obedience is better than sacrifice, God. So we thank you on tonight, oh, Father God, Lord, that we're sacrificing our will for your will, oh, God, that we're sacrificing time for you, oh, God, that we're sacrificing money in the world and our friends and our family for your sake, oh, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, I'm praying right now that we will be prepared, oh, Father God, for the enemy when he comes, that we will be covered in the full armor of God, that we will be sober in our minds, that we will be vigilant, that we will be on post, oh, Father God, that we will pray without ceasing, God, that we will be praying and fasting, oh, God, meditating on your word, oh, Father God. Lord, bring the fear of God back to your people, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, so that their mind could be in you, oh, Father God, which is also in Christ Jesus. Lord, renew the minds on tonight, oh, Father God, so that they could be focused on kingdom agenda and kingdom assignment. Help us on tonight, oh, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, right now that we be made new, oh, God, mold us into the women of men of God you have called us to be. Take everything out of us that's not right, God, up. Root it right now, oh God. Pluck it up right now. Every seed right now that was planted that was not like God, I pray that you would deliver us, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Deliver us, God. Break every generational curse on tonight, oh Father God. Destroy the plans of the enemy even for our future right now, even for our children and our children's children, oh God, and generations to come, oh God. Cover them in the blood, oh God. We speak right now generational wealth and generational health, oh God. You speak right now for generational deliverance and healing for your people, oh God. We pray right now, oh Father God, that we will not worry, that we will not be anxious, oh God, that we will not, oh Father God, have anxiety or panic attacks, oh God. We bind it up in the name of Jesus, but we will be anxious for nothing, oh God, but we will bring everything into prayer and supplication to you, oh God, making our requests known unto God. And we pray right now that the peace of God will rest on us, oh God, that passes all understanding, oh, Father God, as we keep our mind on you, oh, God, as we stay in your word, oh, Father God, as we seek your face and we lay everything at the altar, God, that you will give us peace, that you will give your people sweet sleep, oh, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, deliver your people on tonight from fear, oh, God, for you have not given them the spirit of fear, but of love and of peace and of a sound mind. Help them to not be fearful, oh, God, to do new things and uncomfortable things, oh, God. Help them on tonight to stretch in faith, oh God, and to enlarge their territory, God. And we pray right now, oh God, that they won't be fearful of having success, oh Father God, that they won't be fearful to allow you to take the wheel, oh Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we come against every spirit of control right now, God. Help us to let go and let God and allow you to be God in our life. Help us to not box you in, oh Father God, for you said you would keep us in perfect peace if our mind is stayed on you, if we trust in you, oh Father God, if we trust in the plans that you have for us, oh God. You have plans to prosper us and not to harm us, oh God. We thank you on tonight, oh Father God. We're coming against, oh God, every imagination on tonight that is not like you, oh God, casting down every thought right now that exalts itself against the knowledge and the power of the Most High God, bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ, oh God. And we come against, oh Father God, every worldly thought, oh God, every lustful thought, oh God, every perverse thought right now, every wicked thought. We're binding it up on tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you right now, God. Lord, we want to be more like you, God. We want to be closer to you, oh God. We want to be in this world, but not of this world, oh, Father God. Lord, right now, we want people to see you when they see us, oh, Father God. We want them to hear your voice and not us, oh, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we're trusting that you're able to break chains in the spiritual realm. You're able to destroy strongholds, oh, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, you're able to break curses right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thanking you right now that our mind is stayed on things in heaven and not on earth, oh Father God. Lord, right now we're focusing right now, oh God, on a relationship with you, oh God. We're focusing on being heaven bound, being heaven ready, oh God. We're focusing on, oh Father God, taking the beams out of our own eye, oh God. Help your people, oh Father God, to not be judgmental or critical on tonight, oh Father God, but help us to judge justly and righteously, oh Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I'm praying right now that we would be focused on you, oh God. Realign our focus on tonight, oh Father God. Remove the distraction, the hindrances, and the stumbling blocks right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, right now we're pressing towards the mark of a high calling in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, right now we thank you, oh Father God, for even being on the line on tonight. And we thank you right now that every person that is on the line, oh God, that they're being changed through prayer, oh Father God. Lord, right now that they're hearing you, oh Father God, that they will feel your presence, oh God, your anointing and your power, oh God, that they will know that you are real, that you are the one true living God. In the mighty name of Jesus, they will know, oh Father God, that you're able to do the impossible, oh Father God. They will know, oh God, that you are Jehovah Jireh, their provider, that they shall not lack in you, oh God, that everything that they need is in the Most High God. Lord, right now, that they shall not, oh Father God, suffer, oh God, or lack in the mighty name of Jesus, that they will only suffer for your name's sake, oh God. For you said, those that suffer with you shall reign with you in the mighty name of Jesus. But Lord, we're praying right now, oh Father God, that they will know that you're able, oh God, that you will provide their every need, oh Father God, that you've never seen the righteous forsaken nor their seed begging bread, God. We thank you right now, oh Father God, that you're going to make the way out of no way for them, oh God, that you're going to restore everything that was stolen from them from the enemy, oh God. And Lord, we thank you right now that you're breathing life into them again, oh Father God. You're speaking to those dry bones and you're commanding them to live on tonight in the name of Jesus. Lord, we're speaking to their spirit on today, oh Father God, that they will begin to dream again, oh God, that they will begin, oh Father God, to do your will, oh God, that you will begin to stir up the giftings that you have placed inside of them, oh Father God, that they will do your work, oh God, so that they won't get caught with their work undone, oh Father God. For you said, work while it is day, for when night cometh, no man can work, oh God. Lord, help your people right now, oh God, to be active in the kingdom, oh Father God, to be productive, oh Father God, to carry out your will, to complete the assignment, oh Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you right now, oh Father God, that we are ready and willing to work and to do your will. For you said the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few, oh God. Give your people the heart to work, oh God, the heart to serve you, oh God. Compassion for your people, oh Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we pray on tonight, oh God, that you would just give your people sweet sleep on tonight. Give them peace, oh God, even before we get on off this line, oh God, that they will have the peace that passes all understanding. We bind up every tormenting spirit on tonight, every spirit of mirror, every night terror right now. Satan, we rebuke you right now in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood of the Lamb, oh God. We come against every assignment, every attack, everything that's being sent right now. We bind it up in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood right now. We send, oh Father God, the blood to their homes right now. Saturate their apartment right now. Dispatch the angels to go up in warfare on their behalf in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you right now, oh Father God. Lord, you're able right now, God. We bless your holy name on tonight, oh God. We thank you right now for even hearing us, oh God. We thank you right now, oh Father God, for collecting every tear of your people, oh Father God. We thank you right now that you're lifting the burden, the worry, the stress right now, God. You're working it out for them, God. Help them to trust and believe in you, oh God, to believe in your word, oh God, and to know that you will never leave them nor forsake them, oh God, that you are able, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you right now, oh Father God, for the blood that covers and the blood that protects, oh God. We thank you for the blood of the Lamb right now, oh God, that is covering every window pane and every doorpost right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you right now, oh Father God. Lord, help your people on tonight, oh Father God, to stand on your word, oh Father God. When everything else begins to sink, oh God, your word will stand in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you, oh Father God. If you brought us to it, then you'll bring us through it, oh God. Lord, we trust you, oh God. We're standing on your promises right now on tonight, oh Father God, for it is not what it looks like, God. We know that you're working it out in our favor, oh God. We know that you're making every crooked road straight, God. We know right now that the enemy is a liar, that he is defeated, oh God. Lord, we give you praise, honor, and glory on tonight. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Amen. And we just want to thank you guys for tuning in on tonight, oh Father God. We just really thank him for everything that he's done and that he's doing, because he is definitely moving. And this prayer line every Friday night, you, if you continue to stick to it and continue to trust God and believe God, things will really turn around in your life. I am the product of prayer. I am a product of God's miracle, because he has done things that no man can do in my life. And it was only through prayer and fasting that things begin to shift in my life. And it doesn't mean that the enemy is not going to come, but it just means that you'll get the victory every time. As long as you stay in God's face and you stay covered and you stay in your word, I promise you will win. For the battle doesn't belong to you, it belongs to God. And he's going to destroy the plan of the enemy in your life. He's going to bring you out better than what you went in. He is going to do it for you. He's going to make sure that he showed the enemy that you belong to God. He's going to show the enemy that you are not one to be messed with. He's going to show the enemy that he is a liar, that he's a defeated foe every time. And this is why we stay prayed up. This is why we continue to pray and fast, because we have to stay covered in this battle here on this earth. It's spiritual, but it's here. You know, it is coming full force. It is coming at your family. It is coming at your finances. It is coming at your mind and your heart and your spirit. That's why it is important to be on this line. It's important to forgive. It's important to get things right with people. Not for their sake, but for your sake, so we don't give no foothold to the enemy, so we don't give him no open doors. That's why we prayed on tonight that we would take the beams out of our own eye so that we can see, so that we can see clearly, so that we can know what God is saying and showing us and make sure it is right, so that we're not seeing through cloudy vision, that we're not seeing through hurt or pain, you know, and misjudgment, because we're not totally healed or have unforgiveness. So God is bringing us to a place where we're getting right with him, and we're closing doors and we're sealing them in the blood, and he's bringing separation from things that are not like God. He's speaking to us and revealing to us, giving us knowledge, what to take our hands off of, what to not be associated with. He's telling us to get right. Get right, church, and let's go home. It's time to get ready. It's time to prepare, because Jesus Christ is coming back. This is all not in vain. We're getting right. We want to be heaven bound. We want to make it in. We don't want to go to hell. We don't want to burn for eternity. We don't want to allow the enemy to have his way in our life. We want to have prosperity here even before we go. We want to be blessed here. We want to have long life and life more abundantly. We want to have good health. And in order to do that, we have to continue to fight the enemy because he's continuously roar, going to and fro, roaming the earth, looking for whom he may devour. He is looking for an opening. He is looking for that door so he can swizzle in like the snake that he is so that he can come in. But when you are covered and you are marked by the blood and you are praying, then you are making a sound to heaven, the enemy has no room. He has no legal right because you don't give it to him. You're walking in your power and your authority, and you're sealing those openings with the blood of the Lamb, and this would give him no access. This prayer is what backs him up. This prayer is what shuts his mouth. That's why we do it, because we don't want the enemy to have no access, no access anywhere into our life. So we're continuously doing this prayer, and we're also fasting every Monday from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. You guys are welcome to join and come in agreement, you know, and we're praying for ourselves. We're praying for our communities. We're praying for leaders, for ministry, whatever it is that God may lay on your heart that you know, you are fasting for. But for us, it's all about the kingdom. For us, it's all about this thing being a lifestyle. It's all about us getting closer to God. It's not really about other people. It's always about us because we want to be right. You know, we want to make sure we're in right standing with God and that our heart is pure and that our hands are clean. We want to make sure it's no blood on our hands and that our hearts are right, because God is not looking at the countenance of the man, but he's looking at the heart. He want to make sure we have a good heart posture, you know, that we are walking in love with people and we have forgiveness and that, you know, everything that we do is genuine. You know, we're not seeking nothing from it. We're not looking to be seen. We're not looking to be famous. We're not looking to be rich, but we're looking to genuinely build up the kingdom of God. We're just looking to do the will of God. We're just looking to get a job well done, my good and faithful servant. That's what we're looking for. We don't want nothing else out of it, but we're just asking that, you know, if you are a believer, to come in agreement, you know, to pray, to get on one accord. That God, you know, in the word it says, but Pentecost, they came together on one accord and they prayed and the glory of God fell. And that's what we want. We just want God's glory to fall. We just all want to be together on one accord to defeat this enemy, you know, so we can really experience the peace of God and his presence and his love, because everything we need is in him. And that's why we're doing this, because we need to be closer to him. We need to be more like him. We're striving for perfection. We are trying to take every piece of sin out of our life and live holy and righteous. We're trying to have our ear inclined to him and to be sensitive to what is going on in the spirit realm. We're being watchful. We're watching as well as praying, oh God, and we're praying without ceasing. Praying without ceasing. You don't stop until something breaks. You don't stop until the situation changes. You don't stop even when the enemy comes, because you're being effective. Don't let him trick you and deceive you, because you know you're getting headaches and you're getting attacked and your body is hurting and you know you feeling all these emotions. You don't stop. That's the enemy making you think that it's not working. Oh, why does it seem like I'm praying and I'm fasting and things is getting worse? Nah, that's not true. Things are moving. You are shaking the kingdom of darkness. That's what's happening. You are changing things. You're shifting the atmosphere. And nothing is happening but the enemy trying to throw you off course and make you think that it's not, because he, you know, is the father of all lies and he wanted to deceive you and trick you. And it is working. And the prayer is working. God is just moving and rearranging things in your life. That's what prayer does. It starts changing things that we don't even know need to be changed. He starts removing people that we don't even know need to be removed. He just starts doing things that we need, because he's our father and he know our needs. And that's why we pray, because we don't know. We don't know what we need. We don't know what we're lacking. We don't know, you know, what needs to be uprooted out of us. It's God who reveals. It's the Spirit of God that comes and exposes us to God, to ourselves. So we need to continuously keep praying no matter what happens around us, no matter what storms begin to rage, because they will. Our flesh and the enemy is like a toddler that's throwing a tantrum. And when it don't have its way, it begins to act up and show its tail. So don't get frustrated. Don't get discouraged because things seem like all hell is breaking loose around you, because it is. It is. God is trouble in the waters. That's exactly what's happening. But just see it through, you know. Hold on to the word. Don't waver in your faith, and do not be moved. Have hind feet and see it through to the end and watch God work. So we thank you and we love you guys. We appreciate you guys for supporting. We thank you guys for tuning in to NDO Gospel Radio Network. I'm your host, Pastor Tyquasia Gauz, and you are listening to my pastor, Thea Patterson, and we love you guys. And if you're in the Albany Capital District region, we are in Albany, New York, 158 Orange Street, Kingdom Come Deliverance Ministry, a ministry that is coming and reading nothing but the word, 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 word. You will eat the word because we live the word, we speak the word, and we apply the word to our very life. Nothing that we say is going to be get quick messages, you know, popcorn messages, I like to call them, where you just feel good for the second. No, this word is going to make you uncomfortable. This word is going to hit your spirit. It's going to convict you. It's going to make you want to change. That's what we're here to do. We're here to make the people bring back the fear of God, not fearing the leaders, not fearing, you know, losing certain things. No, be afraid of God. Fear God. Fear the one that could take your life and your soul. Fear that God. Fear that God that have heaven and hell that he can put you in. Fear that God that can shorten your life or take it. That's the one who we should fear, and that's what our ministry is about. And we're also doing outreach, going out, you know, giving back to the people as God would want us to do, and feed the homeless and help them and just do the things that Jesus did. That's all we're doing. We're supposed to be like him. We're going out and we're getting dirty is what we like to call it, because we're going out in the field. Yeah, we come and we gather in the church house, but that's just to get strengthened. That's just to iron sharpen iron. That's just to get taught. And then we go out. And then our real work starts outside of the four walls. So we welcome you guys to come and have a godly, divine experience with us, where God show up and show out in that place where we are the praise and worship, where we are the instruments, where we lift up a sound to God, where we push back the hands of the enemy each and every Sunday. So we welcome you guys, and we thank you for tuning in to this line, and we pray that your spirit was blessed, and you guys have a blessed night.
Pastor, you yeah, well, actually, I'm still on it. Oh, yeah, I was trying to look for the hang-up button, but God bless everybody. We're still on the line. That was awesome. Hallelujah. I'm glad you're still online. I did want to say something, Pastor Tyquasia, after that. Thank you for being definitely led by the Holy Ghost. That was all Holy Ghost-led. One thing you mentioned was the fast that we're doing every Monday, and you invited, you know, the people to join us. Well, you know, God told me that was prior to the show. And, you know, I was praying or whatever. It just didn't come out of me, but it still came out of you. He told me that I just thought it was going to come out of my mouth, but it didn't. And so when you said the fast, I was like, look, God is definitely here. But I'm just like, I'm just still in awe. You know, mm-hmm. No matter, it can be, that may be a little thing to some people,
But that's a big thing to me, because that let me know that we're in a vein, that we're on one accord in the spirit.
Yes.
So definitely, you know, join us. This is a divine fast. It's a fast that God called. And fasting and praying go hand in hand. So definitely join us on this fast, as God has given us unction to invite you and whoever's at the sound of our voice to do the fast with us. So thank you, Pastor Takwe. That was an awesome message and awesome prayer tonight. And, you know, God bless everyone. And just thank you for dialing in to Friday Night Prayer, and continue to dial in as Pastor Takwe, Prophetess Takwe, has invited you to do that as well. Prayer work, prayer is powerful, and I promise you, you will see a change in your life if you stick to this prayer. And I'm not, it has nothing to do with us. It has everything to do with prayer. It don't have anything to be, you know, it's not us. It's the prayer that we send up to God, and God is mighty. And God answers prayers on our behalf as well. So
yes,
you just want to call in. Hallelujah. All right, so we're done for tonight. Thank you for dialing in the Kingdom Come Deliverance Friday Night Prayer, intercessory prayer with me and Pastor Prophetess Takwe. Join us. We'll be back Sunday. Pastor Takwe, her show was called Kingdom Talk, starting at 7:30. My show was The Word, starting at 9 o'clock. And I don't really like to call it a show, but, you know, we're on this broadcast, but, you know, our message. But definitely continue to dial into these broadcasts. Good night. God bless. Good night, Pastor.
Good night.